For every great victory, there is a great battle. And last week, we started our series on You Will Win. And there are a few testimonies this morning about how God moved in people's lives this week in just such a miraculous way. And so I'm going to ask Sister Terry if she'll come up and share her testimony. The microphone's right there.
Well, I'm back. My testimony is this past Tuesday was my birthday, and praise God, I got to see another year of life. But the testimony is I got fired from my job on my birthday. And so the reason that they told me and all of that, I didn't believe that that was the truth. But I said, okay, it's no problem. And the testimony is, before, I used to get all caught up in emotion, and I would be freaking out. Lord, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Yada, yada, yada. You know the whole nine. Well, before all of that, like I said, I just graduated, and I had plans on moving. I just bought a car. I paid off all my bills. And so when I took this move, I wanted to be fresh and clean. So when that happened, I was like, okay, here's the test. I'm going to trust God. I happened to have to go by the spa office. I had made a mistake in some accounting things, and so I had to go and correct it. And so when I came into the office, our executive director, Ms. Carey, she says, Terry, I need to talk to you. And I said, okay, so, you know, first of all, what did I do? But she says, I was in a meeting this morning, and there was a lady there, and she was telling me about some losses that she had in the business that she runs, which is called Interfaith Holistic Network. I don't know if anyone has heard of that, but they help the homeless people in Goshen. So she had two positions that people just left from. And so she said, when she was telling me about it, the Holy Spirit just said, Terry Martin. And so she began to tell her about me, and she gave me this lady's number. I spoke with this lady for 5 minutes. I'm sorry, I get emotional. And so some of you may not know that I am a full-time student as well. And so my major is human services. And all along the way, because I caught a charge and I caught a felony, everyone kept saying, you're not going to be able to get a job. You're not going to be able to be licensed. You're not going to be able. You're not going to be able. And I just rebuked all of that in the name of Jesus, because I know who I am in God, and I know the God that I serve. And I know that He will make a way out of no way. And I told this lady about all of that, and she said, I want you to come in and talk to me. And so when I went in on Wednesday, Mom, she's telling me, this is where you're going to do this, and this is where you're going to do that. And so I said, excuse me, I need to ask a question. And I said, do I have this job? She says, yes, you have the job. This job is in my field of study.
Thank you, Lord.
It's more money than what I was making. I work 4 10-hour days, and I'm off 3 days. And she said, you will have downtime. And in that downtime, because you're a student, you are welcome to do all of your homework here. You are welcome to come in early if you want to. It's just everything was all positive. So I was like, okay, God, give me 5. So that's my testimony. And it's because this past week, the past 2 weeks, I don't know how long I've been doing it, God had told me, He says, start sowing a seed into your ministry. So every time I paid my tithes, I would also pay extra. I don't know what it was, but whatever I pulled out of my wallet at the time, that's what I put in the envelope along with my tithes. And I kept sowing, and I'm still sowing, and I'm sowing, and I'm sowing, but I'm also reaping, and I'm reaping, and I'm reaping. So I love that declaration, because God knew what he wanted for me, and because I had peace with the firing, I didn't have any animosity against them. I pray for them, I love them, and I did not fall in that trap that Satan had laid for me. So thank you, God.
Awesome, awesome. All right. Is there another testimony, Maureen, did you want to share this morning? Awesome, okay. Maureen has a testimony. The testimonies are in different streams of what God is doing for us.
In 2002, it was discovered that I had breast cancer, and I discovered it early. It was a miracle, really. I never bothered doing checks myself or anything like that. Wasn't good going and getting mammograms, but I was taking a shower, rushing to get ready for work, and brushed myself and felt a lump. And the odd thing was, the lump was so deep inside, how I actually felt it, it had to have been supernatural. But so I called and made an appointment, and sure enough, it was cancer. And they caught it early enough. It just started metastasizing, but I had to have the tumor removed. I had to go through chemo, which is very hard. It was very hard on my body. I lost all my hair. I was sick at times, and I had to work. I was a single parent, but it was very hard. And I also had to go through radiation. And so I've been faithful to get my mammograms normally year after year. This year, I started having some symptoms and problems, and I figured, okay, I better get this mammogram done. And I had a delay in getting in there. It was a couple month wait, and when I did, they said they'd notify me in a week of the results. And instead, in 2 days, I had a letter in my mailbox stating, call your doctor immediately. We want you to get an ultrasound. And so it was hard to not think that I might have cancer again, because I was having some symptoms and stuff. But we prayed and believed God, and I texted our pastor and different ones and asked them to stand in agreement with me. And I went in for the ultrasound, and it came out negative. So I am cancer free.
We serve a great, big, wonderful God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we have another testimony from Heather. Would you like to share this morning? God is on the move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So most of you know that I've had some issues with my pregnancy. I've had problems with my cervix shortening, and I had to have an emergency procedure done to help keep the baby in full term. And due to that, I was put on bed rest. And it ended up being a month before I was eligible for FMLA at my job. So I got a call from my job August 2nd telling me that they had to terminate me because of me not being eligible for the FMLA. And they told me that I would still be eligible for my short-term disability and long-term disability, and that I could be eligible for rehire after it's all over with, but I would have to just take whatever job is available. So it could be less money, or it might not be the same job. Then the very next day, I got a call from the disability company, and they told me, you're approved for short-term disability, but we show that you do not have any long-term disability, so you'll stop receiving payments after October 20th. So at that time, I decided I'm not going to panic. I'm just going to trust God that there's a reason for all of this. And you know, maybe he doesn't want me to have that job. Maybe he's got something better in mind for me. And I'm just going to keep the faith and not let that get me down. And then I came to church Sunday and I received prayer that everything was going to be okay with my pregnancy, that my cervix would stop shortening, and that there was a fluke with that long-term disability, and that I was going to get it, and that I was going to be approved for my Medicaid appointment, because I was worried that I wouldn't get approved for Medicaid with the short-term disability payments that I'm receiving. So after receiving the prayer, Monday, I got a hold of HR at my previous employer. And they let me know that my health insurance, they extended it to September 1st so that I am covered. Amen. And they let me know that I do have long-term disability and that they're going to straighten that out with the company. Amen. And then right after that, actually, I then got a phone call from a lawyer telling me that I was wrongfully terminated and that I'm protected under the Federal Pregnancy Act. And they want to pick up my case for free, pro bono, said that, you know, I could get compensated and possibly get my job reinstated if that's the route that I want to go. Then I went to check the mail after that, and then I had a $68 surprise check in the mail from overpayment on a previous car loan that I didn't know about. Mm-hmm. There was also a coupon book in there from Myers with a bunch of free items. And then Tuesday I went to my Medicaid appointment, and they said everything looked good. They weren't even concerned about the short-term disability payments, said I don't even need to report that, and that I should get approved for that Medicaid. Yeah. Then, let's see, I want to make sure I don't miss anything. Okay, then the next thing is I was only supposed to get a one-week paycheck for a vacation pay for my last check, but I got a full two-week check in the mail for that, too. So that was another nice surprise. And the other good news is that the last two doctor appointments I've had, my cervix has stopped shortening. So that's the power of prayer. And, you know, sometimes when it feels like things are falling apart around you or falling apart in your life, if you've given your life to God, you don't have to worry about it because it's in His hands, and you just have to trust that He might just be setting you up for bigger and better things.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So excited. God is, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, as we go to your word this morning, we thank you. We thank you for revelation. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you minister to each one of us that are here. God, we thank you for this victorious testimonies that we've heard this morning. We thank you, God, that you're blessing our River of Life family. You're blessing those that are connected to us. Lord, you're making us a blessing and a witness and a testimony to a lost world. God, continue to stir on the inside of us, Lord, to reach the lost in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. If you need a message outline, would you raise your hand? It's right in here. It should be up on the PowerPoint also. Thank you, Jesus. Vince Lombardi said this, and I thought about you, Terry, when you were testifying, because he said about his team, he said, the spirit to win and the will to win and the will to excel are the things that endure.
Amen.
These qualities are so much more important than the events that occur.
That's right.
And so the spirit to win, God gives us a spirit to win because He's set us up to be winners. Tell your neighbor, you will win.
You will win.
Jeremiah 29:11 says, all right, there we are. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you future and a hope.
God has a future for each one of us sitting in this place. Doesn't matter how young you are, doesn't matter how old you are, God has a future plan for you. It doesn't matter if you've had a felony, God's plan for your life is going to come to pass. Hallelujah. God has a plan. God opens doors that no man can open. God gives us favor. He gives us favor. He does this divine connecting that no one else could do. Glory to God. We love you, Jesus. You know what I'm going to do? I think we're going to put another table right here. Because there is nobody up front here. You know, nobody ever sits in these sections. Oh, Lisa's going to move. Thank you, Lisa. Come on up front. Come on down. Let's get close. Hallelujah. It's a new season.
Amen.
It's a winning season.
Amen.
This is your winning season.
Amen.
God has planned it for the church. God is fighting back the darkness. And He wants you to win. As a believer, as a representative of Jesus Christ, God wants us to be successful. He doesn't want us to be defeated. He doesn't want us to walk around discouraged and in despair. God wants us to win. And we've got to get that in our heart. Because the world beats us down. You know, they're happy when something happens and goes bad in your life. Is that the truth? I mean, you have people around you that, like, they're going to throw a party because, you know. Yeah. But God wants us to win. He has hope for us. He has a future for us. Romans 8:31. Paul was so excited when he got to thinking about how God was fighting for him. He said, "What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Who can be against us? There is nothing that can stop the will of God from coming forward in your life except for you. You stop it. You stop it with the words of your mouth. We spent the whole first part of the year talking about the power of the tongue and how important it is that we speak life over situations. It doesn't matter how dark it looks. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. It doesn't matter if you had cancer before and all those symptoms are coming up in your body. When you speak forth the word of God, God's word performs what it is sent out to do. Hallelujah. We can count on His word. You know, the enemy just wants us to be afraid. He tries to get us to take the bait. Yeah. When something happens, he wants you to take the bait and get trapped in the whirlwind of emotional confusion. Because when your brain shifts into that level, you cannot think logically and you cannot hear from the Spirit of God. Because you're just in a fight, flight, or freeze mode. And you're ready to take off, or you're ready to fight, or you don't know what to do. You're paralyzed. And this is what fear does to us. But God didn't give us a spirit of fear.
Amen.
What did He give us? A spirit of love, power, sound mind. Hallelujah. That's what He gave us. So if anything else is going in our life, then it's not from God. And if it's not from God, then we have authority over it. Amen? He's given us that. God has given us everything we need to be successful. Tell your neighbor, He set you up to win. Thank you, Lord. Also, I believe that we have to be careful of an attitude, well, that's good enough. Okay, I'll just settle for that then. I'll just settle for that. It's not what I'd hoped for. It's not what I thought the Lord had spoke to me. I'll just settle for that. We have to be careful of that. As Christians, we need to be careful of that. There's too many churches that have just settled like, okay, well, we'll just give in. We'll just tolerate this doctrine, these laws. If it doesn't line up with God's law, it is not a law.
Amen.
The scripture clearly says that Satan will try to change the laws. But he can't.
No.
You know, they might put it on paper. They might vote on it.
No.
But they can't change God's law.
Amen.
God's word is eternal in the heaven. It will never change.
Yes. Thank you.
So we might as well stand as a remnant that believes God's word and God's truth.
Yes.
Instead of engaging in what the world is trying to get us to tolerate and accept.
Yes.
And I'm not going into those issues. Tozer said this. He was a great theologian and worshiper. He said, revivals come only to those who want them badly enough. The problem is not to persuade God to fill us, but to want God sufficiently to permit him to do so. The average Christian is so cold and so contented with his wretched condition that there is no vacuum of desire into which the blessed Spirit can rush in satisfying fullness. Revival depends upon us.
Amen.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
It depends upon us. It depends upon our expectations, our passion, our desire. God wants to explode with the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit in your life. God is raising up an army of supernatural warriors. Yes, it is time for war.
Yeah.
It is time for war. We need to shake off the seasons from the past because we have taken our own personal preferences into the kingdom of God.
Yes.
You know what? It doesn't matter what we want. Have you found that out?
Yes.
God will have his way. So you might as well let go of your personal preferences and just say, God, what are you doing right now? Because I'm going to join you. Because otherwise I'm going to have myself in a timeout spot and I'm not even going to be in the game because I'm going to be sitting over here on the bench and God's not even going to call me out. Come on. You've got to shake off the past.
Yes.
God is shifting things in the spirit realm for the body of Christ, for those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. God is showing himself mighty. You are set up to win. And we heard just a small example this morning of the great things God is doing in our lives. And God is going to increase that. He's a God of increase.
Yes.
He's not a God of subtraction.
Right.
God is a God of increase. And God is given an increase to each one of us if we want it. Do you want it?
Yes.
Do you want it?
Yes.
You really want it?
Yes.
Lord, set us on fire for you.
Yes.
God, you're a mighty warrior.
Yes.
And you've called your people to be warriors.
Yes.
You've called us to stand up when you've done everything you can do. What's the scripture say?
Stand.
You've got to stand. It's not sit back down. It's not walk backwards. No, God tells us to stand. His promises are true. Let's take a look at Matthew 11:12. The scripture says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Now that's not some mansy-pansy Christian sitting around, woe is me, nothing's going right, or I'm just happy the way things are. You know, God didn't call us to be that way. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Another translation says, forceful men lay hold of it. You see, there's a fight. There has to be an earnest desire in our spirit, an attitude of, I'm not going to give up.
Yeah.
You know, every day when you wake up, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. You know, I wake up in the morning, I encourage myself, and I say, Lord, your word says that the hand of the diligent will bear rule. Today I bear rule. I bear rule in my territory.
Yeah.
Yeah. because God has called us to have an attitude of, we're going to take it by force. Otherwise, if we do not have an attitude of, Lord, I want to advance your kingdom today. Give me your strength, Lord, to do that. Give me your wisdom to do that. I don't want to move in my emotions, but I want to move by the Spirit of God. Give me your wisdom today, God, because I'm going to make a difference somewhere today. I'm going to make a difference somewhere today. I'm going to bless somebody today. I'm going to open up my mouth and release a blessing on them. I refuse to curse somebody.
Yes.
Refuse it.
Amen.
Life and death is in the tongue. We have no idea what's going on in someone else's life. But we do know that as God's ambassadors of the kingdom of God, we have authority to speak life over people. Life over situations. Life over our finances.
Amen.
Come on, it doesn't matter what it looks like. God will see you through.
Amen.
When my father died when I was in the fifth grade, everything was in my dad's name. He had done everything. My mom had five children, the sixth one on the way, and she had no access to any of his funds whatsoever. Nothing. She didn't know how to write a check. My dad had done everything for her. And so she was on her own with God.
Yes.
And God is fighting for us.
Yes.
You know, it looked like a hopeless situation, but God always has what you need.
Yes.
You know, people heard about our situation from other churches. Groceries showed up. Finances showed up. God sustained us until mom could get access to money. And then she wasn't going to allow the government to support us.
Yes.
Now we got my dad's Social Security, but she would not go on welfare.
Yes.
She would not do it. Because she said her God was greater.
Amen.
And God proved himself greater.
Amen.
He took care of six kids.
Amen.
And then she adopted a seventh one.
Oh.
God is fighting for us. You know, it looked like an impossible situation. And people would say to her, how can you afford to give your tithe? And she would say, I can't afford not to.
Amen.
I can't afford not to. Because when I give my 10%, it's the other 90 is blessed above and beyond what I can even imagine. Hallelujah. All your assets are blessed. You are blessed coming. You're blessed going when you're in covenant with God. So I know God can move. I know God can do it. He can do it. I'm thankful for the way I was raised. I never realized we were so poor until I got older. Because my mom had so much faith, I didn't think there was anything going on. I was just that young, and she didn't tell us, oh, you know, it's terrible, don't have no money. No, she would disappear into the other room. And now I know she was praying.
Amen.
I know she was praying. At the time, your kids may not realize what you're doing for them. But someday, they're going to shout the praises and shout it out how great God is. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against him. And we are the standard that God raises up. We are the standard. Tell your neighbor, you're a standard. And we take a stand wherever we're at to release the kingdom of God. Can somebody tell me what the kingdom of God is? Three things. Righteousness, peace,
and
joy. Everybody loves to be around someone who has a righteous standard. There is something inside of every single person that wants justice. You know, you see it in children. If they think what you just asked them to do is unjust, there is something in our spirit that God gives us because we're made in his likeness, right? He's a God of justice. And so Righteousness releases that justice, the right reward, the right decision, the right treatment, the right value. God values us, and so then we value others. But righteousness, peace, that everybody wants some peace, right? Amen. The world would pay a lot of money if we could bottle up peace and sell it. But we're only going to find peace from the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
Yes.
Don't you love to be around a joyful person?
Yes.
No one likes to be around a cranky, grouchy,
yes,
negative.
Yeah,
yes. Oh,
amen.
Please.
Okay.
You like to be around joy, right?
Yes.
So when you get in those places where you're just negative, you need to take your negative self and go pray in the spirit for a little bit until you get your joy back. There are times we feel that way. I mean, we're all human, right? And there are times we feel that way, but that doesn't mean we have the right to release that on somebody else. We need to take it this way. Take it this way. And talk to God about it. David talked to God about it.
Amen.
The psalmist David, he talked to God about it. You can talk to God about it. But God's not going to let you have an excuse to stay that way.
Praise the Lord
is right. Change our hearts, Lord. Change my mind. Help me see this situation differently.
Yeah.
In counseling, we call it reframing. We reframe that whole situation so we can see it from a different perspective. And God will give you that revelation if you let Him. Tell somebody you gotta let Him. But the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. We press into it. The word force means to crowd oneself, to be seized, to press, to suffer violence. Jesus said in Luke 16:16, the law and the prophets were until John. So we had the law and the prophets up to John the Baptist. And since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. There's a pressing to get in to the kingdom of God. There is a pressing that we do. What are we pressing against? All the opposition of the world. All the resistance that we feel. All the weariness that goes on. All of the bombardment from the media and the bad news. And I've gotten to the point I don't even listen to it. I've just turned it off. You know what? The Holy Spirit said He would tell me what I need to know of things to come. So I know that if there's anything coming, Holy Spirit's going to tell me. And I'm going to get the true version. There's not going to be a lot of stuff added to it. But this is a definition of what we're just teaching. It means the promise of the kingdom demands spiritual violence, forcefulness in an attitude of fixed determination that presses ahead regardless of any form of difficulty or discouragement. So we don't give up. Tell your neighbor, don't give up. We keep on praying. Prayer is our communication. We had an awesome time Friday night in our first watch from 6 to 9. Pastor Mario came, and I'm glad Pastor Sarah's here. Are you doing better today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. She had some pain in her side. We thank God for His healing touch in the mighty name of Jesus to your body in Jesus' name. And we had Sister Joyce was here from Kenya, and I said, wow, we've got the nations here. We've got tribes and nations and tongues here. Hallelujah. As we went through our first watch, 6 to 9, and that's on Friday nights if you can make it. So we know that God has ordained us to pray. It's our communication.
And for some people, spiritual warfare is something they've not heard of. It's something new, but you might as well get used to it because you're in the army of the Lord and there's a war going on. Hallelujah. There is a war that goes on. Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. So the will to win is so important. That spirit and heart of determination is so important. It is so important. As we continue, the Lord says, do not grow weary in well-doing. Amen. Someone here today has thought, what's the use? I've tried. I've tried, and nothing's changing. What's the use? So, Father, we lift up those that have had that thought, that feel defeated this morning. Let's just pray, church. We lift them up to you, God. We thank you, Lord, that this is their winning season. Lord, that as they surrender their life to you, God, you have plans for them, hope and a future. And you have plans for those that they love and a hope and a future. Lord, release your peace into their heart and mind. Lord, that they can rest knowing, like Heather's testimony, she rested in you. And she saw you go before her like a mighty man of war and just began to change her whole situation and bring it into alignment, Father, with your will, because you have hope for her and a future for her and a future for her baby. God, we thank you that you'll do that for everyone. And that person that's discouraged today, God, we break off any spirits of depression, discouragement in the name of Jesus. And we command you to loose their heart and mind in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for filling them up with your righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Let your kingdom come in their life today, and let your will be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.